Hi there, everybody. This is Armand DeMel with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. We are talking about 9/11 and the aftermath of 9/11 and how it's affected people. And of course, what we've researched, as well as treating many people who were involved directly in, what we've researched is how it affected people long term. In the studio with me, Stephanie Dombra. Stephanie, what are some of the effects that we found on the Cornell study?
Well, this was an interesting study. Cornell University did a study 4 years after 9/11, 2001, and they were examining individuals who were in Manhattan and had witnessed the attacks, and they found that those people may have experienced trauma on a significant enough level to change the way their brain process and reacts to emotional experiences. So they were trying to determine how close did a person have to be to experience long-term effects.
Long-term effects mean, and now here's a really significant long-term effect, but through using MRI imaging, they found that the brain actually works differently. Some people having seen trauma. Now, trauma is very important. Because do we say the World Trade Center was trauma? Well, to some people it was. To other people it wasn't trauma. Trauma could be the death of somebody close to you, but if you're removed from it, or if you're a spectator, as many people were during 9/11, a lot of people, they were just standing back looking at it. Like they like to see people jump off buildings, you know, jump off bridges, and it was spectacular, and it didn't necessarily have a negative traumatic effect. But for many people, it did. Emotionally and physically healthy individuals who experienced trauma such as 9/11 have not been clinically diagnosed with a stress-related disorder, but they may still exhibit the symptoms. Now, what are the symptoms? Difficulty sleeping, distressing memories, avoidance of the site even several years later. I noticed that when I look downtown, I look at a map of New York, my eyes are always aware of the towers being missing, not being there, although I really dislike the towers. But I'm always aware of the fact that they're not there. And vaguely, somewhere in the back of my head, I know there's a consciousness about it.
So what they did, Armand, is they scanned individuals' brains. Once again, we're using all these neurological tools to really understand just what happens. We could talk about the distressing flashbacks and those experiences that most people have in post-traumatic stress. But what they did was they scanned healthy individuals, and they took people that were 1.5 miles around the Twin Towers, and they also took healthy individuals who were 200 miles away. And they compared the brain scans of those groups of people. So they were able to see how the brain would respond under experiencing fearful things. And when the people were near the Twin Towers at 1.5 miles around the vicinity of the Twin Towers, those individuals, when they were in the study, once again being exposed to fearful stimulation, whether they were looking at a film or photos, they would scan those people's brains and see that their amygdala was hyperactive. And that amygdala is that part of the organ in our old part of our brain that is the seat of our emotions. It sends signals about being afraid when there's danger. And so that amygdala activity was hyperactive in people who were 1.5 miles around the vicinity of the tower. and the people that were 200 miles away, that were healthy individuals, so to speak, did not have that hyperactive response 4 years later. So they can get so specific now about what is the long-term effect. And maybe those people that have the hyperactive amygdala, maybe they're not really having such difficulty sleeping or the typical signs, but clearly things change in the brain, and that's how specific we're getting with our understanding. And of course, when we see these things, this will help us to target different types of therapies. And if I could just add this very interesting thing that we've often reported on, when people have post-traumatic stress, this is the latest thing we learned in the last year around post-traumatic stress disorder. If it's one event and it's traumatic, some individuals somehow, when they integrate that moment, it doesn't last. It's called consolidation of memory. It doesn't have this traumatic impact where they are, even though they're in the midst of the event, it doesn't have long-term effects on them. And what they're trying to understand and do now is prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. If they know that the event is happening, they don't go in there and say, okay, we must talk about this and go on and on about the problem. Tell me what you feel. Tell me how you saw this. What happened to you? Where you were you? The new kind of acute care and crisis work is not around going into it. It's saying, okay, what can we do to help people not get this imprinted in their brain? And one thing I just recently read about this post-traumatic stress was a interesting study they did with video games, of all things, Armand. A game that I don't know anything about, but it's called Tetris.
I know Tetris.
Okay. So they did this study with people that were in two different groups, and they exposed people to traumatic film, very, very kind of horrible images of violence and, you know, human suffering. And they exposed this group of people, two different groups, to the same experience of the film. One group played the Tetris game on the video, and they were engaged. After multiple exposures to this really horrible film, they then had them play the video game several times. The other group that watched this film but did not play the video game, they developed that hyperactive amygdala. They actually developed some post-traumatic. Something about the people who played the video game, they did something that interrupted the process of that, like, memory consolidation, that thing of imprinting the trauma into their brain. Something
well,
about
seems,
playing the
it
game.
It seems clear that if you're playing a video game, you're denying powerlessness. Because the Tetris is about being powerless. You lose the game when you cannot manipulate the forces. So what they obviously did was they introduced you being powerful in some way, being effective. If they had you throwing darts, it might work too. Just so that you would feel something other than powerlessness at that time. So another way of dealing with it is not to have you slide under it and, you know, go through it. For many months, the Red Cross was offering counseling services to people who went through 9/11. And the counseling services very often would relive it over and over again. And it's how the counseling services kept themselves going. So now the counseling services, the Red Cross counseling services, funded counseling services, kept in business by keeping the traumatic effect alive.
Well, it is kind of a funny thing around that idea that we would take an opportunity. I think that's all they thought was going to work at that time, too. People used to assume you must talk about the trauma. But in this day and age, with all that we understand about the brain, there besides, I think that theory is beautiful that you're saying that people will feel powerful if they're doing something.
Anything. Dance. Do anything.
But I think that they have now pinpointed, and they can target medication to prevent the memory consolidation so you don't have post-traumatic. And I know everyone's going to go crazy with this piece of information, but it is true. It's research now.
Go crazy?
Yes. LSD is one of these things that prevents post-traumatic stress. They're doing studies in Europe now on LSD that help with post-traumatic stress and depression, whereas other things don't work. So this has finally come around again, that years and years ago they tried to study this, and then it kind of went underground, and it went onto the streets, but now they're bringing it back into real. It's hard to study it because you can't have a control group like we have in every other place, because you know when you're on LSD that there's no such thing as a control group. But they are studying it. It's fascinating.
Bringing it back. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Here, talking about the effects of 9/11. What is depression? And what are the long-term effects of depression? How do you know if you're having a long-term effect of depression? People who suffer from depression over a long period of time can experience chronic fatigue. Symptoms primarily involve decreased energy, which is a wide-ranging and can include anything from feeling lethargic to flat-out exhaustion. The other thing, let me see, Steph, chronic fatigue.
Chronic pain is a big one, too. I think a lot of people suffer with chronic pain, and that can turn into long-term depression. And all the chemistry in the brain around that can also probably cause long-term depression.
Well, it says also it's the opposite as well, that long-term depression leads to chronic pain.
Okay. And then there's other things that are involved with having depression. Anxiety is always related. Panic attacks, people that experience panic attacks over a long period of time, they get depressed because they feel like they can't get out there in life.
Well, let's talk about what panic attacks are. A person is depressed. They're lethargic. They're laying back. Their amygdala is dead quiet in their depression, then all of a sudden it springs to life like, hey, I'm still here. But when it comes back, it doesn't come back as normal life energy. It comes back with a surge, and the amygdala fires up. It's like you're firing up the engines, and you have what's in effect a panic attack. Panic attacks and depression go well together because you don't have a normal balance. Anxiety is not abnormal, right? It's the panic that is abnormal. Other things that happen, you have the decreased libido, a loss of interest in sex, a big sign of depression as well, worsening short-term symptoms. The longer-term effects of depression include these short-term effects getting worse, short-term memory losses, concentration changes. People who are depressed barely know it. They come to us. And I said, every now and then someone comes to me, and after sitting with them for about a half hour, I say, you're depressed. And I say that diagnostically, and they look at me and they go, oh, that's what I was afraid of. As if they knew it, but they didn't know it. You know, as if they knew it, but they weren't sure. But to me, it would seem very obvious when you're depressed, because your mood is so miserable. You know, you're just a miserable mood most of the time. And people see it. Armand DeMille here with you with A Positive Mind. So we use the term depression to mean a lot of things. But when we're talking about 9/11, and we're talking about the effects of 9/11, we are talking about some of the long-term effects of a trauma and how the trauma has associated to us, how we have kind of taken this in. Now, one of the things that we're doing here on WBAI is we're taking this day in our own somber way to kind of keep this station going. I remember 9/11 real well related to the station because the station was put out of function. Now, you weren't here at that time, were you, Stephanie?
No.
No, you weren't here yet. So what happened was WBAI is right down at Wall Street, which is right next to the World Trade Center. And everything went out. All the electronics went out. All the lights went out. All communications went out. There was smoke everywhere. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't get there. There were no trains. So one of the most important radio stations in the world went dead. because it was right there in the middle of the attack. But we were lucky because WBAI has allowed us to build up here on 57th Street, where my office is, a satellite studio. And when we broadcast to you every day, we do it from the satellite studio on 57th Street. So at that time, when 9/11 wasn't functional, when they couldn't do anything, we served from here. And the parade of producers that came from WBAI stepped up to the studio here on 57th Street and kept going in and out day and night so that we could broadcast and keep WBAI alive. And it was a beautiful thing. It was like this service that was fantastic. It was as if something existed to keep WBAI going. And it happened a number of times with the station, where the station went out. There was a flood once. There was another electrical fall. There were times that the station couldn't function. And we, and some other places who have satellite studios, were able to function. So we ask you, is this place important to you? Is this WBAI an important thing? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. During today, just in honor of 9/11, in honor of the station, I want you to support the station by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're looking for donations. We're looking for membership. We're looking for support of this program and the station. We're talking about depression today. We're going to be talking more about it, but we need your help. 212-209-2900. Please call us. 212-2950. 212-209-2950. Go to your phones right now. Here's what we're offering you. We went through our archives, and we picked three programs on depression. We have three programs on depression that are spectacular, that is stuff that you don't see, heard, or hear said every day. And these three programs include concepts of depression, thinking about depression, using depression to better your life, you know, working with depression, depression and bipolarity, the chemistry of depression, narcissism and depression, depression and being loved, depression and suicide. And all of these things, as well as we have guests. We have Bernie Starr, Dr. Bernard Starr is on one of them helping us out with that. Dr. Ronald Feevey, who's a specialist in bipolarity. And Kent Robert Shaw, Dr. Kent Robert Shaw, psychiatrist. All three join us to talk about the effects of depression and the many manifestations of depression and the vicissitudes. What long words I'm using. Of depression. 212-209-2950. For a $75 donation, $75, you get all three CDs, which we will ship to you directly from my office, directly from here. You'll have them within a week. Well, make that 10 days. 10 days. You could do it by MasterCard, Visa, American Express. Please make your call, 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. Just 2 days. We're asking for help in this community radio, which is all listener supported. We do not get any funding elsewhere. 212-209-2950. Support the Positive Mind and support all the shows that are on WBAI that discuss these very interesting perspectives that you don't hear other places. I think that that's one thing I often hear from people. There were many interesting things that came about during that time, 9/11 in 2001, and it was on WBAI that they heard it. So if you remember that, if you appreciate that, please make your calls, 212-209-2950. We are offering a premium that's very helpful information, three CDs on depression, for $75, and you can call the station and donate whatever you can. And we're really asking for any dollars as a member, just as someone who listens to these shows, to support WBAI. 212-209-2950. Please make your calls. $50, $25 will help, and we will offer you the three CDs as a premium and a thank you for supporting WBAI and the work around 9/11 and all the things that WBAI does. 212-209-2950. Please keep your calls coming, and we'll send out that CD right away.
212-209-2950, my friends. It's about depression. It's about depression, and you learn about depression. You can get these three CDs, and I promise you that these CDs will be helpful to anybody you know who's depressed, and you all know somebody who's depressed. And none of them are offensive. Some of them include even callers who are depressed. There's something beautiful about hearing people who have suffered with depression and gotten over depression talking about their own stuff as well. 212-209-2950. The phones are open. We have just 1 hour to do this today. The focus of our attention is going to be on dealing with depression. Dealing on depression is a follow-up to having seen trauma, but dealing with depression in general. We have many issues about depression that we deal with in these three CDs. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your neighbors. You owe it to your family. You owe it to the people you love to deal with your depression rather than laying it on them. 212-209-2950. You know, what's it like to be a depressed person who brings your depression onto other people's shoulders and blames them for the way you feel? How horrible. That's a double feeling. What am I doing? I'm destroying the very people I love. How does a parent feel when they do that with their children? How does a mate feel when they do it with their mate? And you do it usually in such a logical way. You do it as if they're wrong. You know, you bring it to them, it's as if they're wrong, and they have to defend themselves. But what you're doing is hitting them with your depression, saying, get in this ground with me, get underneath here, dig into the soil, get into the gutter with me, because I can't stand it that you're not. Depression is vicious. It's vicious. The people who have it, they become vicious in their own way. Because they just destroy love. And they don't mean to. They're not there to do that, but they just do. You know, I think it's a little like bad water in a garden. You have a garden, you're watering it. But if you have polluted water, the flowers ain't going to make it. So it's like it's a very tough thing. So you want to learn as much about it as you can. Yet people who are depressed deny it. All the time. I don't need help. I don't need anybody to help me. I just know that I'm depressed because it's your fault, because you did this to me, because you did so on and so forth, and that's why I'm depressed. And you know it's not true. You know, you carry this with you. For all we know, it's the latest chemical you've taken. It's the latest mood you're in. It's the latest shift that you're having in your hormones. We don't know, but it goes outside yourself. So here in these three CDs, we talk about all this stuff. And we would like you to learn as much as you can about it. And you can get more than one copy. We'll send it to you. You could give it to somebody you know. And give it to somebody you love. Because sometimes you can't help yourself from striking out when you're depressed. But maybe if you give it to someone, they'll understand you better. And maybe understand that your striking out is not just against them. I'm sure many of you could talk on this subject because many of you have been the victim of people who are depressed. And I say victim because the depressed people always look like the victims. That's part of depression, looking like the victim. But when you're the victim of somebody who's depressed, you're the victim of somebody who is saying, I am finding refuge in this cellar, and I'm going to stay here. And I'm going to stay here because it's so noisy outside this cellar and it's your fault. And so you try your best. What could I do to make you feel better? What could I do to make you feel better? What could I do to make yourself better? One of my friends recently wrote a book, a few years ago, wrote a book called Why Men Leave. This was Lukeman, what was her first name? And she wrote this book called Why Men Leave, and they did a survey of men about why men left their relationships. And 90% of the men said that one thing had one thing in common. We left because we knew we couldn't make her happy. We finally realized we couldn't make her happy. That she was unhappy, blaming us for it, and we realized we couldn't make her happy. And so they left. Usually they leave because they meet someone else who is new to them, and that someone says, you can make me happy. You make me happy sexually. You make me happy by giving me presents. I respond to you. And so the men leave because they're finding someone who's responsive. And women, too. Women leave depressed husbands. Husbands who are just depressed all the time. And they find somebody who they make who responds to their well-being as well. You know, who likes them, who they feel good with. All of this information, stuff like this, stuff that you don't normally hear, is available on these three CDs about depression. 212-209-2950, my friends. 212-209-2950. We're asking you to make your calls right now. We're looking to get a few calls in here because we're going to go back talking more about depression. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
Just the last few minutes before our break, so please make the calls, bring them in. How about five calls in the next few minutes? 212-209-2950. Support the station, support The Positive Mind with all the many shows that you've heard over probably now 18, 20 years, something like that, Armand, and all the information that we help people understand themselves, others, and it's an education all the time. And that is one of the wonderful things about WBAI. They inform, they do it in many interesting, unusual ways, and we need your support to keep the radio station going and to honor 9/11 and the aftermath and people that survived it and didn't. It's all about honoring that time and what took place. So please make your calls, 212-209-2950. We will send you the three CDs on depression for $75 as a gift.
That means a lot, by the way. When we say we will send you the CDs, WBAI is a very big organization with a lot of people in it. By the time a premium being offered gets down through their pipeline, it could take weeks, months for it to get to you. So we know that, and we do it from here. We do it right from the Uptown Studios. It goes directly to you. We get your name, we get your address, and we mail it to you with the help of Marty Resnick, who is down there right now taking your calls, listening to what you have to offer, 212-209-2950. So we will send you the CDs directly, 212-209-2950, three CDs on depression, distant aspects of it. Some of it about new treatments for depression. Another one is the positive aspects of depression. And another one is called Double Depression. Double Depression, which is depression on top of depression, which some people have. And we'll be talking about that, too. You'll be hearing Dr. Ronald Feevey, Dr. Kent Robert Shaw, and Dr. Bernard Starr, right? Very interesting group with me. 212-209-2950. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes. While we're taking our break, please make your calls, and then we will come back with you and talk more to you about depression. 212-209-2950. We'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
DJ Amunjami is a level of what it is. Diba no no. Oh, my man, and you know, you know, and no matter in a matter of Diba no no. But don't no no. Don't say no no. Diba no no. Don't say no no. Don't say no no. Don't say no no. Don't say no, no. Bandeko na yama. Sama ebi. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Un, deux, trois, quatre. C'est pas des canes, banana.
Woko, woko.
Ah, oh.
Woko, woko.
Ah, mi amor.
Woko, woko.
A tout petit, y'a mien en ambo. Je vois bien au ban et c'est pas ambo. Aïe, aïe, a tout bel amour. Ici, n'a pas ni mette ni ma tout bel amour. Tani bon, moi, n'a tout. YouTube, n'a pas de face en bas.
Hi there, and this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Back with you, looking for your calls. I've got on the other phone the volunteers. Hey, volunteers, how are we doing down there? Anybody calling in yet for us?
Yeah, we have a number of people, at least two on the phone right now, but we need to get at least 10. We can get 10 people calling 209-2950 for the Positive Mind right now to join Marty. She's taking the phone calls, and a number of people in the tally room right now taking phone calls supporting the Positive Mind on WBAI right now, Armand.
Yep, 212-209-2950. It's supporting the Positive Mind, and it's also getting some information and knowledge, which is what we do here. You know, we kind of get out the latest in information. We have so many sources. Sometimes I wonder, you know, what would we do without the internet? Because we're now being fed everything from neurology to biology to medicine to spirituality. All of it has a play, and we bring it to you as we learn about it. As soon as the new stuff comes in, we bring it directly to you, so you get the cutting edge of research. 212-209-2950. This is Armand DeMille with you. It's Stephanie Dombra. We're offering you three CDs today, and the three CDs are about depression. Depression and narcissism. Depression and being loved. You know, one of the things about depression is anhedonia. Anhedonia is the inability to experience pleasure. And you kind of like it holds little or no satisfaction. And it's a common feature of depression. And you wonder how, being so loved, you could still be depressed. Well, because you can't feel it, because you're protecting yourself behind that wall. And it's not that you're doing a bad thing, but you're holding on to a safe position. 212-209-2950. Please make your calls right now. We need to get some more money in here for the station. Michael?
That's right. 212-209-2950. Armand, people are responding to your plea right now, to our collective pleas. There are three calls on the line now. Won't you make that call? Won't you support The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille? The series on depression is available. 212-209-2950. You can pledge using your Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express. If this radio station is important to you, if this program is important to you, I know that we ask you, it seems like quite a bit, but it is very important so that we have this voice here, so that the Positive Mind is here, so that the health programs that we bring you Monday through Friday are here, so that the access to the information is here. 212-209-2950, because we wouldn't have this access without WBAI. You can go on up and down the radio dial. You won't hear the kind of programming and the kind of exchanges that the hosts have with you like you have at WBAI. So if you haven't made that pledge right now, make that call right now. Armand, ask for basic subscription, basic membership. Could you put forward $50 right now? Can you do that? 212-209-2950 throughout the tri-state area and in parts of Pennsylvania as well. 212-209-2950. Visa card, MasterCard, American Express. You can do so electronically. We have something called a WBAI my buddy system. It's very, very new, and we're just charting that out right now. Join us. We have some open lines available. Volunteers are standing by. The only thing is missing is you. So pick up that phone and dial for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. 212-209-2950.
We've been hearing that we have people who are listening in different parts of the world, especially through iPods and or podcasts and iTunes. And those of you who hear this program, do make the donation to the station. But, you know, we've got Spain and we've got Australia and we've got Africa and China and all over the world, WBAI, which is kind of remarkable. Information that would not be allowed on a network radio. It just wouldn't be allowed because it violates too many people's desire to keep certain stuff suppressed. And we want to keep people suppressed because that's the way it works. So 212-209-2950. Please make your calls right now. 212-209-2950. We're talking about depression. We need your calls in there. $50 donation gives you a one-time membership in WBAI, which is very valuable. $75 will get you three CDs, which you can pass along to other people. 212-209-2950. Please keep making your calls, Michael.
Please keep making your calls. We have another call on the line now for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Most importantly for radio station WBAI. Most importantly for WBAI. This is a listener-sponsored commercial-free radio station. Do you know that we have been on the air commercially free and listener-sponsored for 50 years? That is right. 50 years. With your help, through your support, we've been able to maintain this radio station. We're in the center of the FM dial in New York City. I want to see a couple more calls coming in right now. 212-209-2950. The series on depression is available. Armand, as you heard him say, we'll send that out to you straight away. As soon as we get confirmation that your pledge has been made, we will send that out to you. Armand will send that out to you. 212-209-2950. $50. Would you make a contribution of $50 to this radio station? Do you appreciate the Positive Mind enough to put forward $50? Okay, you made a pledge of $50 6 months ago. We're asking you again. You pledged to other commercial public entities, public radio and television entities around the tri-state area. We're asking you to do that again right now. 212-209-2950, less than the amount that you would pay for the New York Times for a year. There's another call coming in for the Positive Mind right now. Great. 212-209-2950. I know we have a lot of listeners, a lot of contributors up in Westchester. Could we get a couple of calls coming in from Westchester right now? 212-209-2950. Remember, you can use that plastic. It takes all of 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Dr. Ali said it would take 90 seconds. No, it's 2 minutes, and then you'll have made your contribution for WBAI, the Positive Mind on WBAI, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You know you need it, and you know you want it, and you know it's the right thing to do. The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
212-209-2950, my friends. We are talking about depression. You know, depression doesn't always turn bad. Think about blues. The whole idea of blues is that you're taking depression and you're kind of moving in through the bottom of it and then representing it in music as well. 212-209-2950. So we've been bringing you stuff about depression, anxiety, all kinds of disorders for so many years now. We use the term depression to mean a great many things. People may say that they feel depressed. People may say they feel depressed because their genes don't fit right. But that's not really depression. When psychologists and psychiatrists refer to depression, they think of a cluster of signs, the things we see, the things we feel, the severity of the symptoms will vary according to the nature of the depression. And depression has many different faces. Many, many different faces. 212-209-2950. Emotional upsets, often referred to as affective symptoms, appear to the most obvious symptom of depression. People cry. They cry. They're sad. They're frustrated. They're yelling. They're upset. That's depression. They want to make believe it's somebody else's fault. They talk. They blame. But they're crying. And it comes out of nowhere sometime. It's depression. And if you don't attend to it, if you don't attend to the condition, you just wind up in that loop of people blaming people and people defending themselves and then people lying to each other because they don't want to confront the issues and they don't want to lose each other, so they deceive each other. Such a difficult thing, yeah? What a way to live. 212-209-2950. So we're asking you to bail out of this, and we're offering you as part of our exchange three CDs that are $75 donation. For a $75 donation, you get three full CDs. In fact, let me let you hear part of one right here. Hold on a second here. One of the ones that we're offering you. What about depression and its evolution?
Well, it seems that the fact that depression is so common amongst human beings, you know, something like 30 to 50% of people report depression at some point in their life, that it seems like it's almost normal and it's a part of the human existence. And like every other aspect of human behavior, human function, or most things, you would think that the human brain has evolved so that there's something positive that comes with depression, meaning that there must be something that is evolutionarily adaptive about the state of mind of depression, that it's, again, not necessarily something abnormal, something you should rush to treat, but there may be some positive aspects of the fact that human beings are capable of and experience bouts of depression.
Like what?
Well,
you mean evolutionary positives?
Well, I think that the idea that depression is coming about is sometimes analogous to people talking about a fever when there's an infection or something. That it's to highlight the person that there's something going on that needs to be experienced and worked through. Something that's going on that, just like a fever, isn't something abnormal. It's actually a response that triggers from the body that suggests that something's going on that needs attention. In the same way, depression may be the way the mind deals with things as they come along, whether we understand what they are or not, that shows we need to sit down and perhaps think about what it is that we're depressed about.
And well, you're listening to Kent Robert Short talking about a kind of an evolutionary development of depression. If you think about it, depression did evolve, and we need it on some level. It's functional. What if you live alone in a loveless life? How do you get by? You have to depress your vitality. You have to depress your life. You know, what if you're sick? What if you're old? You know, what if you feel like you're just dying? What do? You depress yourself so that you don't feel the aches and pains of every day. Well, that's one alternative, and that's an alternative that you have when you don't think of other alternatives. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. So that program is one of the ones that we would be sending you to learn about depression. 212-209-2950. Please, my friends, go to your phones right now, 212-209-2950. For a $75 donation, you could get three CDs on depression. For a $50 donation, you get you become a member of WBAI, and we need your calls. We need you to make your donations. MasterCard, Visa, anything at all. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Stephanie Dombra, Armand DeMille, Michael G. Haskins saying to you, this place is jumping, and it's important.
Please make your calls, 212-209-2950. Any one of us experiences those kind of signs of depression, in that we get irritable, we get tired, we get frustrated, we get hopeless. Those are things that, you know, the benefit of people calling into this show is it's tremendous. And I would like to ask people to support the station that provides the Positive Mind and many shows that make us think, make us be aware and awake. And it's vital during this time of our existence, I say. So please call 212-209-2950. Support the Positive Mind. All the callers that call in and appreciate being able to air out their feelings, express themselves, be understood, those callers make such a difference to our show. And we know that you're out there. So please make your calls to support the Positive Mind and to support WBAI in this special fund drive for 2 days only. Just today, we'll be asking you to support the station, 212-209-2950. I've seen dramatic results in people that come through this DeMille Center and listen to the Positive Mind. Dramatic. And it really doesn't require medicine and all the typical things, even though, of course, sometimes that's necessary. But we're not talking always about depression in the sense that you can't get out of bed.
Even people who don't come through here but just listen to it
right,
on the phone,
absolutely.
Send us letters. We get emails upon emails, people telling us what a difference it is. Now, keep in mind that this radio program is sent to people who are laying at home with nothing else. And you, the donors, you, the people who support this station, are reaching out and giving that hand to other people by letting this program exist. Every donation you make helps somebody. 212-209-2950. Make your calls right now, my friends. 212-209-2950. Michael, do we have any thank yous?
No, we don't have any thank yous right here.
People are just too busy answering the phones.
They're answering the phones, so I haven't gotten any as of yet. But you know what? Just think about this, folks. You could go through your entire life and not get it right. You could go through your entire life and not get it right. But if you've gotten it right, if this program has helped along that way, I'm not saying helped entirely for you to get it right, but helped along the way, has steered you in the direction, we're asking for you to make that call right now. It's a simple thing, $50 contribution, and that's it. 212-209-2950.
You could go through your whole life and not get it right. Very interesting, Michael.
Yeah, well, no, I heard you say that before, yeah. And it struck me. It caught me. I said, oh, my goodness. You know, you say, wow, you know, I've gone through 40 years and I'm just getting myself together. No, people go 60 and 70 years. They put their friends and loved ones in the ground and don't get it right. If you've gotten it right and this has helped you along the way, can you help us now? As simple as that.
And what is getting it right? Getting it right is you don't blame anybody.
That's right.
You just say, hey, it's not their fault. You know, and you give up blaming and you start taking responsibility for life. But you pick your head up above water. But when you're depressed, all you got is blame. You blame yourself. You blame others. That's what depression does. It's a killer. 212-209-2950. Please make your calls right now. We've got just about 5 more minutes to get you to make your donations to the station, 212-209-2950. There are other people who are depressed who show these strong signs of agitation. They fidget. They use lots of gestures. They appear restless. That's anxiety with depression. Put the two of those together, and so it's almost impossible. It's like you get driven crazy. It's so much an agitated depression. Because you're depressed, and you feel this kind of tornado inside of you at the same time and nowhere to go. 212-209-2950. You get these three CDs, you'll understand it much better. 212-209-2950, but it's a gift. You give these three CDs to somebody. It's like Andrew Solomon's book. Was it Andrew Solomon who wrote the book on depression?
Noonday Demon.
Yeah, was that Andrew Solomon?
Yes.
Beautiful book where he talks about his own experience with depression. He was on the show with us. He was quite a remarkable book.
Yes, it was.
212-209-2950, my friends. We got just a few more minutes. Make your calls right now.
212-209-2950. Armand has brought many different guests on over the years, and we've talked about depression so many different times in different ways. And we all have to understand that, you know, there's no exact right way to handle it, but there is a way if you can use it to explore yourself, to understand that's the upside of depression. And of course, if it's chronic, it hurts your body and your mind. There's no way around it. The depression does many different things on the brain. We know it doesn't help you grow new neurons, and that's one of the keys to life, is if you keep learning and engaging and growing those neurons in our brains. So depression can be debilitating, and it can also be helpful if you understand it and work with it. And of course, all the different guests that we've had on have contributed in some way, and that's because of WBAI. We are able to bring new guests and people either on the telephone or in person in the studio. And this is the beauty of WBAI. Please make your calls 212-209-2950, $25, $50. Any donation will help keep the station going. All listener support. We do not get any corporate funding, which always amazes me. We keep going year after year without that, and that is the beauty and the freedom that this station has. 212-209-2950.
And you know, many, many times we've been on the brink of bankruptcy because we don't get the corporate sponsorship, you know? And you've bailed us out. And yeah, we're there again. We're there. We're at the bottom. We're like, you know, scraping by to make the ends meet, and we need your help. That's why we're doing this fund drive as well, because we just can't make the ends meet. 212-209-2950. Please, my friends, go to your phone. Support this station. Support this program. Support Stephanie Dombra. And, you know, put on your card in support of Stephanie Dombra, those of you who believe in the work she does. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Just about one more minute for you to go to your phones. I'll keep playing a little music on the way out. 212-209-2950. $75 donation gets you three CDs on depression. Three programs, 3 hours. Information about depression from everything, from physicians, as well as from the public, as well as our research. 212-209-2950. Keep going to your phones. I will be back with you tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. with regular programming. I want to thank you, Stephanie Dombra, Michael G. Haskins. I leave it in your hands.
All right. Thank you, Armand, and thank you, Stephanie, so much. We have 6 calls on the line now. Some of you wait for the final minutes of a program before you make your pledges. Now 7 calls for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. 212-209-2950. We have several volunteers standing by. Now 8 calls on the line for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Let's keep going. Can we get 10 calls right now for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille as we approach the top of the hour? Visa card, MasterCard, American Express, electronically. Now, is that 9? Not yet. Still 8 calls for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Yes, we have a large amount of rent to pay. And we are looking to move. Now that 9th caller is coming in, 212-209-2950. But it's not like this just happened yesterday. But for goodness sake, we knew in 2005 that we needed to move. 2004 that the lease was going to change. You know, that's not a new phenomenon. We knew for some time. But you continually support us, and we appreciate that because you realize how important this radio station is, how important it is to have this voice at 99.5 FM. So let's see, we have 3 and 3, 6. And 3, 9. We have 10 calls, and that's what I asked for. I asked for 10 calls, and they're coming in right now. Can we get two more? 212-209-2950 for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. This is a listener-sponsored WBAI, now 11 call, commercial-free radio WBAI. Thank you so much for those calls that are coming in right now. Please continue to make your calls. If you listen to the Positive Mind on a regular basis, can you put forward any amount? Can you put forward $50 right now? Can you support us at the $50 level? I would appreciate that. Armand would appreciate that. 212-209-2950. The series on depression is available right now. Marty is in the tally room and taking phone calls and taking your phone call as well. 212-209-2950. Thank you so much for those calls coming in. We're going to take a break just about now and make this transition to the next program. I see Marianne Miller just walking out, and so she'll be in with the Arts Magazine. Do stay tuned.
Though we try, we never get too far. I don't know what it is, but the feeling is so strong. It keeps pulling on my heartstrings, tells me not to let you go.
At a time of capitalist crisis, at a time of questioning about capitalism, Revolution Books presents an evening with David Harvey on Tuesday, September 14th at PS 41 to celebrate the paperback release of Harvey's A Companion to Mark's Capital. Mark's book changed the course of history, and David Harvey suggests may do so again. This evening to save Revolution Books takes place at PS 41, 116 West 11th Street at 6th Avenue on Tuesday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. For more info, call 212-691-3345. That's 212-691-3345.